Connecticut will elect a new United States representative from the state's 5th district in November. That's because the incumbent, Democrat Elizabeth Esty, decided not to run again after a sexual assault scandal gripped her office earlier this year. Republican Manny Santos is one of the candidates hoping to take her place, and as Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, he's taking a grassroots approach to try and beat a better-funded Democratic opponent.
Manny Santos was at the Cheshire Fall Festival back in September, and he was talking to anyone who would listen.
I come by and introduce myself. Love to hear any your take on the various things that are going on at the federal and even state level.
He's going up to people without knowing where they stand on key issues or even what party they belong to.
Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
That's good.
I think the first thing your husband asked was, is this guy a Republican or a Democrat? Is that important to you?
Yes, absolutely.
That's Judy Iannone, a retired accountant. Her ideal candidate is a Republican that supports the president and his policies.
The ideal is that we don't need more government, we need less government, we need less regulations so that business can thrive, less taxes so that businesses have more money to invest in both their labor force and their assets.
Santos immigrated to the U.S. from Portugal in the early 1970s, and he's got a history of service. Santos says he was in active duty for 4 years as a U.S. Marine. During Desert Storm, he served in the Persian Gulf as a fighter jet mechanic. He was elected mayor in Meriden back in 2013, where he served one term. Now the father of two works as a business analyst at the United Health Group in Rocky Hill. He's running against a popular, well-funded Democrat in Johanna Hayes. She met Barack Obama 2 years ago when she won National Teacher of the Year, and she's since gotten the former president's endorsement, all of which means Santos is trailing in star power. He's also behind big time in money, so he's going grassroots. But at this festival, he's finding it doesn't always work, especially with people like Democrat Karen Schnitzer. She's not happy with President Donald Trump's record on the environment, and she wants to know if Santos would stand up to the president.
Well,
would you stand up to him? How do we know?
Well, a lot of what he's doing is good for America, so thank you.
Enjoy
the rest of your day.
When it comes to Trump, Santos says he may not support everything about the man, but he supports a lot of his policies.
I'm going to defend his policies that are good for America. So his policies of economic freedom, his policies of lower tax, lower regulation in order to increase the benefits of businesses.
As the campaign has evolved, Santos has also weighed in on some contentious political issues. He supported the nomination of now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and on Twitter, he called out the members of the state's Democratic congressional delegation, saying they were opposed to Kavanaugh from the start.
Okay, we're going to do one more audience question before we go to closing remarks.
Also, during a recent debate with his opponent, Santos was asked if he supported gay marriage. The video was posted on Facebook.
I personally am not in favor of gay marriage. I think marriage is more of a belief that it's between a man and a woman. That's what I believe a marriage should be.
Are you guys coming to the Veterans Awards thing?
Back at the fair, he said veterans issues are also important to him.
We've neglected veterans for far too long in favor of funding one failed program, social program after another.
Still, the numbers aren't in his favor. There are over 2 million registered voters in the state, but Democrats outnumber Republicans by over 300,000. And since the 2016 election, Democrats have been registering in greater numbers. Kevin Rennie is a former Republican state lawmaker and a columnist for the Hartford Courant.
Republicans haven't elected anyone to Congress from Connecticut since 2006. Their donor base is shriveling, and it's very hard for them to compete.
To have any kind of shot at this thing, Rennie says Santos has to revive that base. But when it comes to fundraising, Hayes is destroying Santos, and he knows it.
That's where the money is. It's on the Democrat side. It's certainly not on my side. We are running truly a grassroots effort. She's not running a grassroots effort. She's getting some financial support from all sorts of PACs and special interests from across the country.
Based on campaign filings up to September 30th, Hayes had received about 24 times the amount of contributions that Santos did. And one of the biggest factors in Connecticut may be a person who doesn't even vote here. President Donald Trump. Rennie, the political commentator, says Santos can't win in Connecticut if he keeps up the Trump talk.
If you're running for Congress as a disciple of Donald Trump, you're going to lose, and you should lose.
To make his point, Rennie pointed to a Quinnipiac University poll from August. Trump's approval rating in Connecticut was 30%. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.